Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, March 18th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, wherever you're located, all around the globe. Thank you for that. And before we go to Sue for what will be a really inspiring teaching for all of us, let's go ahead and pray the call in. There we go. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for everything that's happening, everything that's behind the scenes that's going on, everything that we know about and can share tonight on the call. And thank you for the safe return of our two astronauts, the Russian cosmonaut and the other astronaut that came back with our two tonight. And they got in safe and sound and splashed down in the Gulf of America, and thank you for their safe return, and thank you that President Trump and Elon Musk put that rescue mission together so that they could get up there and get these guys and bring them all back. And thank you for that mini miracle in and of itself, probably not mini, but thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. Thank you for this blessing. Thank you for the timing of it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, as I clear out here, thank you so much for preparing all of these teachings for us and bringing them out so beautifully to us every Tuesday and Thursday night. And I'm excited about what you might have for us tonight.
Well, I'm excited too, Bruce. And as you were doing that beautiful prayer, by the way, an image was coming to mind, and this is what I'm going to dedicate it to. Mm-hmm. I think we should all use this teaching to be grateful that even since Thursday last week, we've grown so much, we are ready so much, and we're together in the readiness for this blessing. And to just see that every time you come to this call, you're growing in your love, your wisdom, and your connection, our connection to each other and to what we're going to do for this world. And so that's what I'm dedicating this to. And this is called, I Will Say. Psalm 91 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, and my shield. The next verse says, He will deliver me, protect me, and cover me. Notice the connection. I will say, and He will do. It doesn't say, I believe He is my refuge. I believe He will be my strength. The psalmist went around declaring it, speaking it out. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my strength. Notice what happened. God became his refuge and strength. God was saying, in effect, if you're bold enough to speak it, I'm bold enough to do it. Have you ever declared that your dreams are coming to pass? Have you ever said, I will pay off my house. I will start my own business. I will get my degree. I will lose this weight. I will see my family restored. Whatever God has put in your heart, it needs to get in your conversation. Talk like it's going to happen. Talk like it's already on the way. When I get married, when I graduate from college, when I see my family restored, when the 800 numbers are here, Sue's edition, not if it's going to happen, but when it's going to happen. Let me revise that. Now that the 800 numbers are here, that's your faith being released. One of our staff members had been trying for more than 10 years to have a baby with no success. One day, we were in a staff meeting planning out the next year. She made the statement, When I have my baby, I'm going to be out for a couple of months. We'll have to find somebody to fill in. I thought she was pregnant, and nobody had told me, so I didn't act surprised or say anything. The next thing I knew, I asked her afterward, "Why didn't you tell me she was pregnant?" She said, "She's not pregnant. She just talks like it's going to happen." This went on for years. When I have my baby, when I get pregnant, when my child shows up, what was she doing? Saying so. She didn't just believe it. She was declaring it. In the natural, she was getting too old to have a baby. Her doctors told her it wasn't going to happen. It looked impossible. Most people would have given up and accepted it, but not this woman. She kept saying so, kept declaring it, "When my baby shows up." 20 years later, she gave birth not to one baby, but to two. She had twins. She declared to the Lord God did what he promised. But think about the opposite of Psalm 91. "I will not say of the Lord, and he will not do." That's the principle. Nothing happens until you speak. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Wow. That was good, Sue. Thank you. That was really important.
I will say.
Thank you, Sue. So important that we've had two or three teachings that have talked about faith in terms of how we say things, what we say with our mouth, what we speak. And you guys know I've talked about speaking things into existence for a long, long time, probably 14 years. And it's really important that we pray that way, speaking things that are not as though they were. But, for example, in the example of the teaching, Sue, you had the woman who was speaking pregnancy into her own body. And I will say, the Bible says, "Let the healed of the Lord say so." So if you're healed, say that you are healed. If you believe you're healed, say that you're healed. And even if you're going through things, the fact that you're speaking healing to your own body is a confession of faith. And that's what the woman was doing, was talking, confessing her own pregnancy, even though she wasn't pregnant until, I guess, years later. So that reminds me, that she was evidently too old to give birth or to become pregnant, rather. And, what about the case of Abraham and Sarah, or Sarai at the time? Sarah, was old. She was, what, like 90? And they didn't think that, that she was capable of giving birth, but she did. And so you never know. But I know that the words that you speak, even about your own body, even about your own healing, they're very important, and they're important to God. When God sees that faith, sometimes he'll respond with a miracle. God's always impressed by the faith of the people. And we're to walk by faith and not by sight. Not by things that we see with our natural eyes, but rather what we see with their eyes of the Spirit. And that produces faith. I thought that was a really good teaching, Sue, and it just keeps us right on that track of watching what we say, saying things, because every time we speak a word, it becomes a living thing. whatever we say becomes a living thing. It's pretty big if you think about that. The ramifications of that are quite large. So I liked the teaching. I thought it was important. Thank you very much, Sue. And Bob, I hope you got something out of it that you can share with us tonight.
Yes. Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you once again. I think it's 1,000 times now that you've done these teachings. And Bruce, I love you talking about the return home of the astronauts. You know,
yes.
At 3:57 Eastern Time, splashdown. Mm-hmm. And it was very emotional. There was just something about this particular mission. And as Sue was talking about togetherness and readiness and connection, you know, that the readiness was obviously, you know, apparent with the team of people it took to rescue these astronauts and how tightly together they worked every synchronization. And their connection to the astronauts that was steadfastly focused on saving their lives, bringing them safely home, was quite an amazing thing. It made me feel like literally anything's possible with the right team, the right commitment. You can do anything. And then as Sue, you know, continued with, I will say, and how the Lord will be my shield and protect me. Well, there's a lot to be protected from. There's a lot of people that you can't even believe are human beings that are standing in the way with their, you know, ridiculous contradictions, and we need that protection. But we need to, you know, as the teaching would say, we need to go forward. We need to be bold enough to seek it, right? To seek what? To seek Him, right? And God sees our effort if we are making an effort towards Him. And God can see it. He'll say, I can see this man, this woman is coming towards me. It might be slowly, like the beautiful capsule floating down with the four parachutes, or it might be fast, like the fast boats that came to quickly assess the situation, or the steady boat, right, that came, you know, to lift the capsule out of the sea. And God sees that progression that's unwavering. And it's with faith. Yes, it is. And He sees, yes, that person's coming towards me with faith. And they're making pronouncements. Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, wow, that person is actually making a very solemn pronouncement with this conviction in their heart. They're coming right from their heart, and it's powerful. And on, each day, God sees we come on stronger and steadfast and straightforward. And each day, you know, I will say.
It's good,
that's
Bob.
So beautiful, Bob.
So good. I love it, and I love that you included the return of the astronauts and cosmonauts from Russia in the capsule. And yeah, I saw the landing, I saw the four parachutes, and saw the boat kind of streaming toward for rescue, the pickup. And I believe I actually saw a real quick clip of them getting out of the capsule later. I caught that real quickly. So that's, you know, that's pretty exciting. And their first breath of air, you know, you know, from the earth, so to speak. And I was thinking of the effect of gravity that they did not have up at the space station that they have here on Earth, and that impact, what that impact would have been like. I mean, it's pretty cool to think of everything that they endured and then came back, and hopefully they'll get their musculature back, and they'll get their strength back, and their sleep, and get a shower, and get acclimated, reacclimated to Earth. Sue, what did you think of this teaching? And I thought it was really special. How did you read it? Was there anything in it that you really thought was special for you?
It's really interesting how this specialness comes out of the co-reflection that we all do, and I'm sure I'm picking up on everybody at home, because we're all reflecting on this simultaneously. But yes, a lot. I mean, I love what you said, Bruce, that the words you speak are activated and are a living thing. And what is very powerful about that, and this is where it's going to be a very exciting time, is that there's a new science, it's only 20 years old, called epigenetics. And it's showing that your DNA and your cells, your cellular intelligence, respond to your consciousness or your awareness or the things that you're feeling and speaking and seeing, and that you can consciously, with faith, speak life, just like what we're reading here. It's what you will say that will become what you create. And as I was reading that, you know, and listening to you, Bruce, in particular, you know what's coming up for me, and I'm sure a lot of people relate to this, and this relates to what Bob was saying, the people, we have a lot to be protected from. The protection, when you're a person of faith, and you're believing in the not in the seen, which is what you thought. Your body and what you have now is only a reflection of the thoughts you've had about yourself and reality from the past. That's what you're seeing. You're thinking what you see outside of you is what you've been thinking, plain and simple. But when you're a person of faith, and you get sick, and you have to go into medical establishments, and they're going to put a fixed idea, which has been anything to disempower. I'm not saying all doctors do this, but you're basically going, and I know there are people that are listening to this, you're going into a system that is anti-faith, essentially. It's not designed to say, wow, you have a lot of power. You could, you know, if you really concentrated, maybe you could heal this. That's a very powerful crisis point for a lot of people. That's what was coming up for me. And I think it's important now, especially as the med beds come out, it's going to be very important to have the discipline to practice love, not fear. It's a discipline. It's an art and a discipline. And I will say, is the discipline to align with the future and the reality you want to create. And Bob saying and noticing that you brought up the astronauts landing, the fact that you noticed that, the fact that Bob noticed all the love and the coordination, look at the difference. All the love, all the coordination, all the I will say this is done. That was a huge coordinated I will say effort. And that to me is what we're going to do with teams of people that'll say, I will rebuild America. I will say I will be about rebuilding the health in America. I will say mine is that we will be about regeneration of every system on earth. That's why this teaching was so powerful for me, because you both captured, I will say, the future of where science and consciousness and Christ are together and how that's going to shape a new world. So those are my thoughts.
That's great, Sue. Thank you. Thank you for that. Bob, thank you as well. It was really encouraged. I just keep picturing in my mind that the landing of the capsule with the four parachutes and just how successful and thrilling it was to see that and know that Elon Musk was able to send a SpaceX rocket up and make that happen. And they had to adjust the rocket, if I understand right, and maybe it was the capsule too, that had to be modified for docking into the International Space Station. It had to be modified, if I remember. That took a little time, and they got that done. But, you know, that's pretty strong that we have the resources to pull that off, Sue. That was really amazing. And a lot of people are anti-Elon Musk right now, but I sure am not. You know, I think Doge is great. I think everything he's done with SpaceX is great. And, you know, some people just can't stand success, I guess. I don't know. But I appreciate your comments, Sue, and the teaching was really good. Thank you for it. And as we move in, you're welcome. Thank you, Sue. As we move into praise reports and prayer requests, I do have a prayer request, Sue, that I'd like to bring out and pray for, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right. This is for Danielle, who's been plagued with migraine headaches for quite some time, can't seem to get over on it. And I've already talked to Bob about discussing migraines and how to help yourself if you've got these or know someone who does in part of his segment tonight. He's agreed to do that. But right now, let's all agree, where two or three agree as touching anything on earth, it shall be done for them by our Father which is in heaven. So we're going to agree as touching the head of Danielle and agree that she will be and is already healed by her power, by her words, by our words, by our thoughts, and by our saying so. Let the healed of the Lord say so, the Bible says. So I'm going to speak for Danielle that she is already healed of these migraines that she suffered for quite a while, in Jesus' name. And by that power of that name, which is above migraine or any other word, she is healed. Amen and amen. Sue?
Thank you, Bruce. And we have, let's see, this first one. Firstly, I think I'd like to thank all the team and the needs for prayer for themselves. I'm amazed at the patience, tenacity, and commitment. I'm in Mexico and have had prepared for a healthy start to my new life. I'm going to kind of simplify this. This is from Colleen. But essentially, she was assaulted and robbed by her own son, which is pretty horrendous. And they've been in a legal battle and et cetera. I mean, that's just freaky. And so she's saying, please pray for me. I can make it to the med beds and the RV. I'm very sad, scared, and have no family left. So let's pray for Colleen. And this is going to be a very special prayer. I'm getting feedback for some reason. I wonder if Judy's probably hearing that. And I'd just like to everyone to put their hands on their hearts. And I'm trying to figure out why we're getting feedback. And let's see that Colleen has all levels of interference removed from her room, her energy, everything around her. She's being cleansed clean through Christ. And there's no interference. There are no entanglements. There's no residue that she is recycling with regards to her son. And she's being cleansed and filled with the most abundant light of Christ that is making her new energy field, her new space, her new connection to life pristine, abundant, magnetic, and ready for not only the RV, but the med beds. And she sees herself walking in this beautiful golden rainbow energy of newness. And it's so powerful that it removes any dark influences that may be affecting her. Because when she's in that energy, she's never alone. She's not by herself. She can be radiantly sovereign and attracting everything she wants through Christ. And we seal this in Jesus' name and say amen.
Amen.
And, I just got confirmation. Let's see. Hold on. Praise and prayer. This is from Pastor Scott.
Oh, nice.
Bruce, do you have some kind of speakerphone on or anything different?
No, it is not me. I hear no feedback. Uh-huh. It is not me. No.
Okay. How about Bob? Do you hear it, Bob?
I hear the feedback, but I don't think it's my phone causing it.
Okay. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'll turn my speaker off if that affects it. Okay. Except I can't look. Hold on. Okay. And I'm hearing it was real loud with you, too. But, okay. Hold on. Let me go back. Sorry. Praise and prayer. We're just going to have to deal with it. Good evening, Big Call Universe. I thank you for continued prayers for my health. As the charismatic church often say, I've received my healing. It just hasn't showed yet. Well, that's true for me, too. I am healed. And this is from Pastor Scott. However, the MedBed appointment will fix all this. I still feel in my head that I'm a couple fries short of a happy meal. That's pretty funny.
That's good sense of humor.
Big Call Universe, I've been praying for you to stay strong. Remember, it's God's timing. Hey, God, could you bring this RV? The world is waiting to usher in your greatness. Be blessed, and it's so good to hear from you, Pastor Scott.
Pastor Scott. Yeah.
And we're going to, where's our Ms. Jeannie? Praise.
Where's Jeannie?
Here we go. Beloved Irish prayer. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. The rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand.
Yes.
2 days until spring, 3/2025. 25 days until Passover. 33 days until Easter, 4/2025. And 69 days until Memorial Day. Wow, that's going to be quite the Memorial Day. 5/26/25. 95 days. Until the first day of summer. The first day of summer arrives with the solstice this year on Friday, June 20th at 10:42. National 3D Tuesday This holiday is dedicated to 3D technology, the first ever 3D film, and the power of love. National Ag Day, Tuesday, 3/18/25. We believe that food is for everyone. National Agriculture Day is celebrated on March 18th this year during Agriculture Week. National Let's Laugh Day, Wednesday, 3/19. Let's laugh. Calling all gigglers, cacklers, chortlers, and belly laughers, this is the day you've been waiting for. It's a 24-hour joke fest. International Read to Me Day, Wednesday, 3/19/25. International Read to Me Day, celebrated every March 19th across the world, is a day that focuses on the importance of reading books to children. Whether it's for 10 minutes a day or an hour, reading to children really helps in developing their imagination, their knowledge, and their ability to read even before they join school. We pray and thank our Heavenly Father for all the leaders and listeners, Pastor Scott's healing, peace, R&R, Social Security, and the RV blessing. We pray for the NASA astronauts who've been on the International Space Station since last summer after their week-long assignment, and that they're back, and that their health issues, bones, and et cetera, are healed, and they have a successful landing. We know how that went. We thank Elon Musk for SpaceX, and we pray for the blessing. May God give you, for every storm, a rainbow, for every tear, a smile, for every care, a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem life sends, a faithful friend to share. For every sigh, a sweet song, an answer for every prayer. Everyone have a safe and blessed week. Jeannie.
There we go.
Thank you, Jeannie. That's really good. Very effective. I think we all know that Easter is April 20th. So we're all going to be ready for that. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Jeannie. Yeah, Pastor Scott talking about he is healed. He's speaking that, and he believes that, and he's walking in that. And sometimes we say, well, the manifestation of that healing hasn't quite caught up yet, or he's waiting for the manifestation of the healing. And that's what we've heard in the circles that I've been attending for 50 years. So, you know, that's good. That's good. And that manifestation, we're believing, is going to catch up to you and show out and show off who God is by healing you completely and utterly, totally. Sue, thank you for that time of prayer and praise.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate that very much. Yeah, absolutely. Now let's, is it today that's International Laughing Day or tomorrow, Sue? Do you remember?
Tomorrow is International Laughing Day.
Because I think Sue has about the most beautiful laugh I've ever heard. I think she does. And I love her laugh. Anything I can do to get her to laugh, I try to do so I can enjoy that laugh.
Oh, that's so fun. Thank you.
It's true. Thank you, Sue. You're welcome. All right, let's do this, Sue. Let's get into whatever it is you would like to talk to us about tonight, your segment, if you will, and let's see how we can be part of what you have for us tonight. How can we participate?
I'd like to invite everybody into a very special space that's going to lead into Bruce's segment. And this space is the space of the transition you're walking in. And that's the transition of becoming an artist in your life, a creator in your life. And so I want you to just kind of shut your eyes for a moment And imagine you have all the funds, the ability, the energy. My own natural energy yield is money. And you have that ability to create whatever is beautiful and meaningful and would make your heart sing because it was helping so much of life on Earth, people, plants, animals, waters, oceans, suffering, new discoveries. Can you imagine? Let's try this on. You have this huge ocean of resources available to you. Imagine you could be standing on the edge of that ocean. And imagine feeling and shaping every action you take from the joy and the meaning it has versus hustling or struggling. And imagine that you're living in this new intelligence of your heart. And they've done research. Harvard University did research back in 2010 about how most people, 47% of these people in a 2,200-person study, were not paying attention to what they were doing. And it's because their mind was wandering. And that study was called A Wandering Mind is an Unhappy Mind. And a wandering mind is really based on always being in survival. And so imagine if you could be in your heart. You felt like you had all the... You were an artist of your time. You were an artist of starting to pay attention to how you best felt and reproducing that so that you could meet with people and be in this expansive, beautiful, wise, intelligent, and loving Christ you. Just try to imagine what that's going to feel like if you were just your body felt good, your mind felt good, your heart felt good. You paid attention as you were moving through this, and you were living from ease. And you were living from flow. And the light of Christ was moving through you. That's the artist. That's the designer. That's the creator you're about to be. And I'm going to read you a testimonial that I actually never got a chance to read. But it really does... It really does speak to how we capture in our classes who you're going to be, what the future you is going to be. And it's about moving you into your whole self, your whole brain, not just your analytical, doing, task-based, struggle self, but your liberated, creative, integrated with your get-it-done self. And this is coming from a very, very successful executive. And this is what he wrote after being in the first series of our classes. He said, "The class and content and your leadership just blow me away. It is truly amazing. Thank you." And the reason why getting something like the MedBed 100, and I got a chance to talk to some people this week The reason why those classes are so important is because it's a preparation to get you out of struggle and into clarity and into being in your heart for yourself, so you can be in your heart for yourself and the world. And because the world was so struggle-based, your attention has been pulled away and outside of yourself because you were in fear. When you're in your heart, you're coming from your fullness. You're not going to be depleted. You're going to be able to regenerate yourself. You're going to care for yourself and have a healthy care for others. But when you're not in your heart, when you're coming from wanting to overachieve, overperform, overtake care of others, you abandon yourself. And you say, oh, I don't need that MedBed course. And then all of a sudden the appointment's going to come up and you haven't thought about it. You haven't invested that it's literally through you that this whole world is going to change. So I brought that testimonial up because we're about to enter a time when the quality of our world is going to come through each of us. And you demonstrate, I will say, like our teaching, I will say that I am ready to be the love of Christ for myself, for my family, for the world, by learning and being, embodying my true self. Not what the world has told me I am, what I've been performing that may be a trap, but my true self. So if you'd like to get access to the MedBed 100, and if you'd like to get access to quantum leadership, which is going to show you how to have the boundaries so your true self can get out of the traps of time, decision-making problems, lack of clarity from always having your attention outside of yourself and not knowing what you really want. And I've had friends that were incredibly successful in this journey. And they would admit to me that sometimes they had been very successful in the world and that they were just coming into discovering how to love themselves and how to come back to a true connection to themselves that brought them joy, that brought them meaning. That is going to come through the quantum leadership, that one course. So I want to appeal to that artist in you that wants to be creating from your joy and not from struggle, from abundance and not external pressure. That's the most important thing to me, is that people come from a healthy sovereignty that is full of joy, that is full of clarity, that is full of conviction, and is capable of designing a new world. So if you want a little bit of that, all you have to do is send an email to integratedminds, integrated minds, at hushmail.com. And just put, if you want MedBed and Quantum, then put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal. If you want MedBed only, just put that. If you want Quantum only, just put that. But I want to say this. We respond immediately, and I would suggest you do this now. Listen to Bruce's intel. We'll be responding until, let's see, if it's 9-something now, we'll be responding until maybe 10:30 tonight. And then if you get an email from us and we've sent you an invoice, that means that you will be getting it in case the 800 numbers come out. If you don't hear from us, then it means the door, you know, the 800s have come out and or we're processing other people. And that's where it is, because we're very, very close listening to Bruce's intel. And basically, this is going to be one of your, I think, final chances to care for yourself and care for our planet by investing in these two incredible programs. And so that's what I have to say for tonight. Bruce?
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Yeah, MedMed 100, Quantum 100 for the Quantum Leader teaching, that class, that course. So, and if you want both, obviously, 100 is 200. So just indicate that you have put your phone number and your name in the body of your email. So Sue will have it. And if there's any problem or something, she can text you or give you a quick call. But the trick is to do it tonight while I'm doing intel or as soon as I finish, doesn't matter. Get it out, and that way Sue can respond that much faster. Even tonight, she can respond to you and get that started, get that whole thing started. Then watch your emails. As soon as you send one in to her, watch for the comeback immediately and stay tuned to the follow-up emails, okay? And that'll go really well for you. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. And I'll touch on it in my intel segment as well. Bob, it's been a special day so far.
Yeah.
And I did pray for Danielle, but we did talk about, you know, maybe touching on migraines and what to do about it to prevent them,
yeah,
to stop them. And anything that you've got in the way of testimonials and anything else, Bob, for us, we'd love to hear it tonight.
Yeah, actually, I do have some testimonials.
Right.
They're all different types since the last time we were on. And this one was very interesting, Bruce, because you know how recently we've been talking about how Ken, the creator of our barley products, was telling us that the heirloom barley seemed to work better for people with arthritis?
Mm-hmm.
And just 8 hours ago, we got a testimonial that said, I have extreme arthritis. I got so much pain relief the next day after starting my heirloom barley.
That's amazing, Bob.
I stopped shaking from pain. I can now walk and stand up. Thank you. God is good.
Amen.
And to me, that's just amazing. And I have a feeling that this is a person that must have heard us talking here on the big call about the heirloom barley and what Ken said about it. And here they are listening, getting what they thought might be helpful, and the next thing you know, just like that, they're feeling better.
Terrific.
Isn't that amazing? And it's like, it's hard to even say how it's possibly working that fast. I mean, over the long term, I could see how it would work that like that, but that fast, just incredible. Probably brought a person's inflammation down dramatically right away.
Yeah.
Then we got another one about the Good Night formula that said, I've tried so many different supplements as well as some prescriptions for insomnia, and nothing worked like Boomer's Good Night formula. Thank you so much for this amazing product. Yeah. I want to get some more.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And here's another one about the dynamic combo, which is barley and Boomer Boost. It's very short and sweet. It says, it's something I look forward to every morning. I don't ever want to be without it. You know, we find that with a lot of people, Bruce. They start using our nutrition products and they feel so much better. The next thing you know, they're like, I don't ever want to go back to what I felt like before. And that's a really good motivator to stay with it, because what happens is when people stay healthy and stay well nourished for many years in a row, and with some people many decades in a row, then it just becomes who they are, where they really look forward to their morning routine that allows them to have energy and focus and strong desire to move forward towards their goals, and they're highly productive. And they just can't imagine going back to the old brain fog, you know, which is typically what happens when people are not well nourished. So we'd love to see these kinds of testimonials.
Absolutely.
And Bruce, also just to remind people of our sales, we have two different sales going on. One is a sale on our Clarity Factor, which we were out of for many months because the company went out of business. We had to find a new company, and now people are getting started back on it again. And we want to give people a good start, and so we reduced the price by 10%. And already we have people that are getting back onto their auto ship, and now you can get that 10% auto ship discount and add another 10% onto it. Get back started on your Clarity Factor, which we have so many hundreds of testimonials from people whose brains started working better from that. And then we have a second sale, which is a buy one, get one half off sale, where you can do this mix and match. So there's 11 products on the mix and match, including both of our barley products, the Heirloom and Gladiator Barley, also our probiotics and our lignans, and also some of our herbal products like the resveratrol and ashwagandha and the olive leaf extract, and also our vitamin D3 and omega-3s, which everybody needs, and also our magnesium product, as well as vitamin B complex. So all those are buy one, get one half off. And you can call in and let us help you with the order if you need it, or you can just go ahead and place it online. And if you want to call and ask questions, feel free to do that too. And then, Bruce, as you were asking me earlier about migraine headaches, there's a few different things. One is that there's a very large percentage of the reason why people get migraine headaches is from food sensitivities or food allergies. And so being able to isolate whether or not that's the case for you is really important. And there's a book that was written by J.J. Virgin that is called The Virgin Diet, and it's an elimination strategy where you can start eliminating certain foods to see if that might be the culprit, and just to go in an order of what's most likely. It's been very, very effective in helping people with all types of health issues, you know, including migraines. And then also there's another whole issue of migraines that relates to both trigger points and with what are called cluster headaches, which is either too much blood or too little blood in your brain. And sometimes a classical migraine is accompanied by this blood flow issue. And so many times when people use either a cold compress on their forehead or a hot compress, depending if they have too much or too little blood, they just gently push it back towards the back of their head. So if your forehead's really hot and it seems like you have too much blood flow to your brain, you can start with a cold compress on your forehead for about 30 seconds, and then move it about an inch towards the top of your head, and every 30 seconds keep moving it back, and it'll kind of coax the blood out of your brain, you know, some of it out of your brain and back down. And then the opposite can be true, too. You might not have enough blood, in which case you want to start the other way by putting a hot compress on the back of your neck and slowly move it towards your forehead, which will create more blood. And you can try one. If it makes it worse, then switch and do the other. The other thing is there's a technique of using kind of like acupressure, where if you start to get a migraine, you can go to the back of your neck and start like right underneath one of your ears and then move all around and just start pushing gently with one finger. And at some point, you'll feel a pain point. And that pain point is a spot on your neck that is relating to your migraine. And people have had great success by finding that spot and then just gently pushing on it to start, then push a little harder and a little harder. And quite often, by finding just that right spot, it will help mitigate the migraine. And then once you've found it, you can each day do little bits of acupressure on that point. And what they've been finding in these recent studies is that by doing that, it can eliminate the migraines by finding the spot that's triggering it. It's a trigger point of sorts. And between those things, those three techniques, many people can have relief from their migraines. And just wanted to bring that out, Bruce, for people to think about. And we can kind of leave it at that. It's 1 minute after 10. And,
okay.
That's pretty much it for tonight.
Thank you very much, Bob. Let's let everybody know how to get to the website. If you go to bigcalluniverse.com, that's my site for the call. When you get on there, you'll see on the landing page, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. If you click on it, it'll take you right into Bob's site, and then you can go through, look at the various products, see the products that are on sale, see how to combine those to get a buy one, get one half off on those 11 products that Bob mentioned, and anything else that you see on the site. You can go ahead and put your order together that way, and then if you have a question or you can't quite figure it out or you don't know the best way to do it, the toll-free phone number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609, and that's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So take advantage of it. The one thing, the cool thing I like about what Bob has created with this company is the customer support people that are so well trained, and they really do tend to take really good care of Big Call listeners. So I like the fact that Stephanie is my rep. She's the person that handles my account, and if I don't catch her, I'll leave my name for her, and she'll call me right back, and I'll get everything knocked out. I did an order this past week that I got yesterday, and that was great. That got me completely up to speed. I was able to take advantage of the sale, and that was good. So you'll see a lot of things on Bob's site, too, that you can enjoy down at the footer of the page when you get there. So be somebody who has the time to check that out. You can learn about havening. You can see videos on havening, on NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. You can see quite a bit that Bob has done podcasts on. You can read the testimonials. There's quite a bit to enjoy on the site. So And that, thank you very much, Bob, for doing that expose on migraines. And I hope that goes a long way to help anyone out there that has symptoms of migraine headaches. All right. Thank you, Bob, again. Two days until the vernal equinox at 5 something in the morning on the 20th, which is Thursday. Interesting timing. Okay, now. Let's talk about one or two other things before we get into our timing. One, let's talk about med beds, since we, Sue had brought that up earlier tonight. And there was a question as to what about the dates we're hearing about med beds, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th of this month. Those are the dates, and it could vary from the 25th or the 26th to the 27th or the 28th, when the public is supposed to be notified and start their ability to get access to the med beds. 25th or the 26th or the 27th or the 28th, one of those 4 days. That's the latest that we've heard about that. Why does it keep getting moved back? Because the RV keeps getting moved back. We have been pushed and pushed and pushed, as you guys know. So, what about us? We were told that once the first exchange is done in this country, that the med beds would be available for us anytime after that first exchange is done. And I'll tell you about when that first exchange is supposed to be done in a minute. So that is telling us that we, and I hate to say that I am, I don't hate to say it, I love to say that I am one that will be an early adopter into the med bed because I have a dire need and I'm also a Zim holder. If you're a Zim holder and you have dire need, you kind of go to the top of the list. So keep that in mind if you are a Zim holder, especially if you have dire need, especially. And you let them know when you go into the redemption center, that's when you let them know, hey, I'd like to get into the med bed. I've got this issue or that, and blah, blah, blah. And by the way, I'm a Zim holder, blah, blah, blah. They'll know that very quickly, and they'll make a couple of keystrokes to get you in the system so that they're aware of you. And in my case, I'm going to have them call me. They may do email too, but because I can't read email right now, I'm just looking forward to a phone call to get that done, to get that set up pretty quickly after I exchange. The other thing is there's a thing called the COMEX, C-O-M-E-X. It's a commodity of metals exchange. The COMEX has sort of artificially manipulated the price of gold and silver for a long time. It's traded, but it's not traded quite as freely maybe as it should have been. The word manipulation comes into play. Well, the COMEX is about to be dismantled. And the free market of supply and demand will control the pricing of precious metals, including gold, silver, platinum, palladium, other metals like copper, and so on. Some of them are commodities, some are precious metals, and that is all going to be open to proper trading, like as of today, tomorrow, that we're starting to see some movement already in metals taking an upswing. And like anything else, you know, you're going to have ups and you have dips, and then you ups and dips, and that just like buying stocks or anything else, the smart money, if you will, buys on the dips when the prices are, you know, lower, and then you hold it until the prices go up. And that's sort of the theory with precious metals. And so I wanted to mention that, mention about the med beds, and let's talk about what we're hearing about us. Now, we have several sources. We did get to hear from three different categories of sources so far today, and I'm excited to say that it appears that they're all in alignment. They're in consensus. One might be a Redemption Center leader. One might be someone who has very close ties to President Trump and his organization. And so they're all saying the same thing right now, and that is that we should be notified. I'm going to say should be notified tomorrow with our 800 numbers in the emails that are coming from Wells Fargo, and we should set our appointments tomorrow for Thursday. And then exchanges would begin on Thursday, the first day of spring, the vernal equinox. Interesting timing. Now, I've got one source at a Redemption Center that is saying that notifications would happen anytime after 10:30 in the morning tomorrow. The other source is saying don't be so time sensitive. It could happen. The times tend to change for this kind of a thing, so don't put a time on it, but it is supposed to be tomorrow that we get our notifications and set appointments for this to start on Thursday. And then you'd go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all the way through. Most Redemption Centers would be open every day, including Sunday, for 14 days. Some will go longer, 18, 19 days. Some will be shorter. They don't have that many currency holders in their area or that many ZIM holders. They might go 8 or 9 days. But most markets will go about 2 weeks. So that's good. If you know anybody traveling, they'll be able to set their appointment and catch that when they get back, whether they're in the hospital, whether they're traveling, and they're on a cruise or whatever. They'll be able to set an appointment, and then, of course, allow for the time that they need to get home and get settled and then get to their appointment the next day or whatever. So it's very encouraging because Lord knows we've waited very patiently for everything to manifest. I was telling Sue today that, you know, today makes 20 years and 3 days that I have been invested and owned these currencies. You know, who would have thought 20 years later this is about to go? And, you know, guys, I tell you what I hear. I don't doctor it. I don't try to change what I'm hearing. I just try to give you what I'm getting so that you're essentially getting the same thing that I see, same thing that I hear. And I'm excited about where we are and the timing of this, and I find it interesting that a lot of good things have happened already today. And a lot of good things should be happening for us tomorrow. And then Thursday should be an absolute abundanza of activity for us. I don't think there's anything I need to bring up about the exchange itself. other than make sure that you call, set your appointment, be no more than 10 minutes early to your appointment, and don't be late for your appointment or you might get taken to the back of the line. If you miss your appointment time, you don't want to be that person, but just don't get there more than 10 minutes before your appointment time. Okay? Because that way you're not pushing them. That way, if you can get in a couple minutes early, they can do it. Otherwise, you come at your appointed time and get it done and go. Everybody, they're allotting about 30 to 40 minutes for us to get all of these things done. And I think that's going to be adequate unless you've got a box or two of bonds. And there are people that are going to be bringing in bonds to the Redemption Center. Let them know when you call to set your appointment, when you get transferred from the call center to the Redemption Center, and you talk to a live, living, breathing person that, oh, by the way, not only do I have blah, blah, blah currencies, but I also have bonds, and tell them which ones you've got. I've got some German bonds. I've got some Red Dragon bonds. I've got Yellow Dragon bonds. I've got such and such bonds. Let them know approximately how many you have, and they can prepare for that and make sure they have a bond guy there that can handle those for you. Okay? The other good thing that's happening is the crypto coins, you know, are being integrated into the QFS system and the Starlink satellite system. And there is a rhyme or reason to the cryptos being there to help back the value of our USN. And there's a relationship between a couple of the coins that is allowing for more accessibility and transfer and so on using this blockchain technology that will allow them to be more convertible, I believe. And I'm not sure how all five coins are going to come together, but it may be there may be a consolidation in the future. It may be all five stand on their own and are integrated through the blockchain technology to be usable as a means of exchange. But we'll see how that all comes together. We know that there's a cryptocurrency reserve. And that is part of what President Trump brought out, 2 weeks ago or so, so that it can be utilized to help back the value of our currency. And I say currency, I'm talking about the United States Treasury note, USDN, our physical spending folding money, and the USN, our digital version, which is what will be on the screens, USN. So we have quite a bit to look forward to. I think the exchanges are going to be, don't blink or you'll miss something. There's a lot of steps in this thing to get done in 35, 40 minutes max. That's what they're thinking, maximum. It's not a time to tell your life story. It's only a time to, if you have time to do your presentation, it might not be 5 to 8 minutes. It could be 3 to 5 minutes. So work on getting it out, consolidated, clear, and I think they would appreciate it, and you'll appreciate the rapidity of how quickly they're going to move you through this thing. You are not changing stations like some people have said in the past. You are staying put. They're coming to you. And you should have four people, pretty much three or four people that you're going to be working with, and they may bring a new person here, a new person there, as you move through the different steps in the exchange. You got the Q phone they should be giving you for free at the end. Take it home, learn about it, set it up. There's what do you call it? It's a, you should have a sheet of perks, P-E-R-K-S, perks, benefits that the bank will want you to know about. Maybe you'll take advantage of some of them. They're not supposed to be taxable to you. They are supposed to be free to you for being, you know, a valued currency holder and essentially a strong bank account holder with Wells Fargo. And other banks will have perks too if you decide that you want to put some money in up to three different banks connected to your Quantum account card. Okay, that's going to be the biggie. And maybe you want to shorten the process just a little bit by coming up with a brand new username and password for your Quantum card. Now, what I don't know is how many characters does it need to be. I know it's got to be at least 8 for the password, and maybe more. And then for your password and your username, I don't know how long that's going to need to be, too. But if you want to practice on a couple of those, get that going. Your 5-digit PIN, that's not a big thing. You can come up with that right away. And then, of course, your new email. They will like a brand new Gmail email for you and your password for that. And then your biometric thumb or fingerprint. There are 6 steps, really. These are 6 points of the Quantum account that you're setting up and getting a Quantum access card with about 3 times the thickness of a credit card with 3 chips in it. One, I'm sure, will store your biometric and some other personal information, and the other 2, I think, are account related. So it'll be something that you'll want to keep very, very safe. Very safe, in a safe place. You don't bring it out except to use it to move money from your Quantum account to your primary or secondary bank accounts. So initially, you'll move money on day 1 at the redemption center that will hold you for 60 days. After that, you've got carte blanche. I understand you'll be able to move more money as you need it. And remember, you're being paid interest on the money that's in your primary or secondary Wells Fargo accounts. I'm using Wells Fargo because they're the ones that are over the exchanges in the United States. If you're up in Canada, you're using HSBC, Scotiabank, and I believe they have merged with Royal Bank of Canada, RBC. So you've got those 2 main banks. And then, of course, globally, you've got HSBC in most other parts of the world. And in Latin America, you have Banco Santander, which is Santander Bank. Okay, Santander Bank, I believe, is also in Mexico and all the rest of Latin America. And they are a Tier 1 bank, and they are a good bank to work with in Latin America. A lot of people already know that bank down there. But that's really the bulk of the information, except one thing. What about the MedBed interview that you're going to have 15 to 20 minutes max to do when you go for your MedBed appointment? What do you know about letting them know what it is you'd like to have physically, mentally, in your body? Guess what? This is where the MedBed 100 comes in. This is where Sue, through a 2-night class, has a course called MedBed 100 that gives you over 3 hours of information that you can use with 65 different aspects for the med beds that you can use to run through and see, well, that sounds good. I hadn't thought of that. Ooh, what about that? Oh, that's a good idea. you can see when you listen to this, you'll have your legal pad, and you'll be making notes about what it is you'd like to have when you go into the med bed. Okay? And that's something that you should all get. All of you should have that. It's $100. You've got that as an option, and you also have some leadership classes with a course called Quantum Leader Future Founder. And that's what we're calling ourselves if we have projects and we might not be the ones pouring the concrete or hammering nails or digging the footers or whatever we're doing. You know, but guess what? We're the founder of that project. We're the founder of Rebuild America. We're the founder of all these Rebuild International, etc. Okay? So you should have that course. Okay? Quantum Leader, Future Founder. You should have that course so that you can refer to that and listen to it at least once all the way through, maybe more than once, and that way you'll be prepared when you walk out of the Redemption Center. You'll be much more prepared to move forward into your projects and into that new person that you're going to become as a humanitarian leader, future founder. So, do me a favor, do yourself a favor, and order one or both of those, your MedBed 100 and your Quantum 100, those two together. You may want both of them. A lot of people are getting both. And just send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, integrated, minds, minds, at hushmail.com. Send it out. Put your, if you have PayPal, let her know. If you don't worry about it. She'll invoice you. Send you an invoice. So you need to watch your emails, okay? Watch for that invoice to come through. Watch for, you know, anything that she sends back to you. And I would do it now. I would do it tonight. As soon as that prayer is over, boom, send it out. And that way you'll have it. integratedminds@hushmail.com. Let her know your name and your cell phone number. Put that in the body of the email. And on the subject line, put MedBed 100. And then if you want both, put MedBed 100 plus Quantum 100 equals $200. And that'll be well worth the investment. You guys really, if you didn't get it and you had a MedBed appointment, you would really regret not getting it. You don't want to be a person of regret. You want to take advantage of it, get it now, because we don't know how much more time we'll have to get those out. Okay? This is cutting it pretty close. But go ahead and send her an email tonight, and you'll be happy about that. Also, don't forget, the sale is going on right now, 2 sales, and take advantage of those on Bob's website. And on the Boomer site, get there by going to bigcalluniverse.com and then get the link at the top, which is the banner that says Boomers. Click on it. Takes you right into Bob's website. Now, here's the thing about right now about connecting. If we have your email, you're fine. We plan to post the 800 number on the landing page of bigcalluniverse.com. But if you want us to be in touch with you for Rebuild America, for Rebuild International, for Veterans Retreat Network, for Pastoral Retreat Network, for all of those 4 main projects that I'm starting, I'm founding, then by all means, subscribe by putting your email at the bottom of the page on bigcalluniverse.com. Enter your email. If you're already entered, you're good. But remember, Bob said, if you don't open an email from us, meaning from, Big Call Universe, if you don't open it, you can get dropped by the software. You need to open an email once every couple of months to keep from getting dropped. I don't want anybody dropped that wants to be part of what we want to do together, you know? So make sure you open an email occasionally and make sure that you're registered to begin with, okay? If you have a new email, go ahead and put your new email in. You know, a lot of us have email changes, you know, and that's what happens. So let's do this. That's what I've got for tonight, you guys. Let's, I'm excited about the possibility of tomorrow. I really am, and I hope this goes through just like we've heard. So let's do this. Let's pray the call out and seal it. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you've done in our lives to take us to this point, to prepare us for this. This is going to be the greatest, the greatest turnover of wealth in the history of the world. And we're part of it. You've chosen us to be part of it. And we're excited that we can be part of it and be good stewards of the blessing that is coming. Help us to make good quality decisions on how to give and who to give to, how to do it, and make it so quiet that our left hand doesn't know what our right hand is doing. Help us to be smart, to be kind, to be loving, and to be the people that you've created us to be. Thank you for all that you've done so far and what you'll continue to do for us well into our future. Thank you for everything. Bless us, keep us, help us, strengthen us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody, have a great night tonight. Let's see what happens tomorrow. Thursday, if we get our numbers tomorrow and we set appointments, we start on Thursday, we'll probably have a short celebration call on Thursday night. All right? Everybody take care and have a great day. God bless you.